Well, Catherine Halverson is with us from the American Red Cross. She is the Executive Director for the Upper Peninsula and North Central Wisconsin region. And good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well. How's it going there?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Well, the Red Cross seems to always be there when things aren't wonderful. And I know we have an event on Thursday, which is kind of a national thing. So let's talk about that first.
Yeah, so we have Giving Day coming up. March is Red Cross Month, first and foremost. But then the goal of our Red Cross Giving Day is really to ensure that no one faces a disaster alone. And that's by the help of encouragements with blood donations, financial contributions, and really that goes a long way in assisting with our emergency responses and disaster relief.
So kind of give me an overview. We don't have hurricanes here like they do down south. But we do have things that are needed. How about in our area here in the UP? What are some of the things that your chapter does and has done to help people in these unfortunate situations?
Yeah, well, I will start with nationally. You know, we respond to over 60,000 disasters a year. We are a big deployer. So we have a ton of really dedicated volunteers in our chapter who will often go elsewhere to respond to hurricanes and intensifying weather events. But then here at the local level, we have what we call our disaster action team, and they are really just critical in helping when home fires upend lives each and every day. So they help in numerous ways. They can provide emotional support, financial assistance, and really just resources in the community to help them after what can usually be the darkest day of somebody's lives after losing everything.
I know the Red Cross was also heavily involved when we had the floods, hey, in the western UP.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's just one of the weather events you don't always think of. You know, there's home fires, there's, you know, extreme weather like hurricanes, but even with floods, absolutely, that's definitely something we help respond to. Even just canteening food for fire departments responding, we really play an important role in the recovery efforts with all of those.
And it's a very local thing too. We just had a house fire here in Escanaba last week, and it didn't take long for me to look around, and I see the famous Red Cross logo on someone's back.
Yeah, you know, you see somebody in a red vest, and you know that hope and comfort is on the way. And we do such a great job at it. You know, I got to give it to our volunteers. Our workforce is made of 90% volunteers. And they're the dedicated ones who respond to disasters at all hours of the evening and will do anything they can to help neighbors.
Okay, so how can people help the Red Cross then on this Giving Day? And other days too.
Yeah, well, aside from Giving Day, I want to always put in a plug that we are always looking for more volunteers to join us. We've got blood donor ambassador roles. You can help greet and provide friendly support, helping with registration for blood drives. Of course, our disaster action team, obviously, you know, home fires, you know, they're common, especially in the winter months and now getting into spring. So we're looking for anyone who's dedicated, team-oriented, looking to make a difference in people's lives and help people get back on their feet after home fires. We've got our disaster health services that can casework recovery efforts. But then really for our Red Cross Giving Day, you can just go to redcross.org/givingday. We know that every 8 minutes, generous donations enable the Red Cross to respond to a disaster when help cannot wait. And this can include anything from shelter, food relief, supplies, emotional support, and, of course, that financial assistance for people in need.